Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Ganesh Infraworld Limited, hosted by XB4 Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Kothari from XB4 Advisory. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Ganesh Infraworld Limited. Today on this call, we have with us Mr. Vibhor Agarwal, Founder, Chairman, and Managing Director of the company. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as the company's website. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Vibhor Agarwal for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Gautam. A very good evening to everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am Vibhor Agarwal, Founder, Chairman, and Managing Director of Ganesh Infraworld Limited. I appreciate your time and hope you all have had an opportunity to review our Q2 FY26 investor presentation, which is available on the stock exchanges and also on our website. I am very pleased to share that Q2 FY26 has been one of our most significant quarters to date, marked by a strong execution, major order wins, and meaningful strategic progress across our core segments. To begin with, this quarter, we achieved a major milestone with our strategic entry into the mining infra space. We secured a landmark order of 708 crores from Kandoi Transport for the operation and maintenance of heavy mining equipment at the Nigai Coalfield in Madhya Pradesh. The major work here is overburden removal. So this is the largest single order in our company's history, and it opens an entirely new vertical of Ganesh Infra, giving us long-term revenue visibility and strengthening our position as a diversified engineering and infrastructure solution provider. Alongside this, we continue to build on our presence across the country with several key project wins. These include two sewage treatment projects worth 105.77 crores in Jammu and Kashmir, a 280 crore civil infra project for the school in the Northeast, and a 62.12 crore EPC order in railway communication infrastructure through our newly formed JV, Ganesh NetSoft JV Networks. These wins reflect a strong trust placed in us by our clients and underscore the credibility of our engineering and execution capabilities. Our water infra segment has also continued to scale rapidly, with strong repeat orders and enhanced execution capacities. This segment has now grown more than 13 times compared to the last year. We also added notable new contracts, including the 203.83 crore sewage treatment infrastructure package at Mumbai, which further consolidates our position as a preferred partner for complex water projects. During the quarter, our credit rating was upgraded by Infomerics to BBB+ with a stable outlook, and our short-term rating moved to A2. This upgrade reflects our strong financial performance, sustained order inflow, low gearing, and robust balance sheet. I am also happy to share that Ganesh Infraworld has crossed a market capitalization of 1,000 crore during this quarter, which is an important milestone for us and a positive reflection of investor confidence. Before I move to the financial performance, let me briefly touch upon the industry environment. India's infrastructure sector continues to remain on a very strong footing in the.
I'm sorry, sir. Your voice was muffled. Can you just repeat the last part again?
Yeah. So before we move to the financial performance, I wanted to brief about the industry environment. Indian infrastructure sector continues to remain on a very strong footing. In the last Union Budget of 25-26, the government increased its capital investment outlay to over 11.21 lakh crores. In addition, interest-free long-term loans to state, to Urban Challenge Fund, National Infrastructure Pipeline, Gramtala and Gati Shakti are collectively creating large-scale opportunities in civil, water, rail and utility infra. And we are present in all the four. The water infrastructure sector in particularly continues to be a national priority. As of March 25, over 80% of rural households in India have access to tap water under the Jal Jeevan Mission, and the mission has now been extended up till 2028. This ensures a healthy project pipeline in treatment plants, pumping station, pipeline networks. Similarly, India is also experiencing a strong push in the rail and road modernization, with nearly 97% of the broad gauge routes electrified and significant investment planned in the overhead electrification system, logistics corridor, and also metro network. Mining as a sector is also expected to grow at a rapid pace with projected CAGR of approximately 19% through 2030, driven by policy reforms and increased demands for critical minerals as well as coal. Our early entry gives us a first mover advantage and a diversification opportunity in the space that will continue to expand meaningfully. Now, coming to our financial performance for the quarter. For the Q2 FY26, our revenue stood at 210 crores, registering a very strong year-on-year growth of 121%. Our EBITDA for the quarter was 25.7 crores, a growth of 171% year-on-year. EBITDA margins improved by 230 basis points to 12.3%. Profit after tax for the quarter was 18.1 crores, up 156% year-on-year, with a PAT margin improving to 8.6%. This performance reflects the operating leverage we are achieving and our disciplined approach to cost and project management. So, for the first half of FY26, our performance remained equally strong. Revenue for H1 stood at 390.6 crores, up nearly 70% year-on-year. EBITDA for the first half was 46.4 crores, a growth of more than 110% year-on-year, with an H1 EBITDA margin of 11.9%, which is higher again by 230 basis points versus last year. Profit after tax for H1 came in at 32.7 crores, up over 91% year-on-year, and our H1 PAT margin stood at 8.4%, improving 100 basis points year-on-year. These improvements clearly demonstrate the strength of our execution engine and the benefits of scale that are now becoming visible. Our order book remains robust at 2,262 crores as of 30th September 2025, providing a strong revenue visibility for the coming quarters. Our business mix has diversified meaningfully, with civil infra contributing to 39%, water infra at 23%, mining at 30%, and civic utilities at 8%. We continue to maintain a healthy financial profile with a low debt to equity ratio of 0.35x, which positions us well for sustainable future growth. With a rapidly expanding order pipeline, a diversified portfolio across civil, water, utilities and mining, and a strengthened execution engine supported by over 80 experienced engineers, Ganesh Infraworld is well positioned to continue delivering strong, consistent and long-term growth. Thank you once again for your time and joining us today. We truly appreciate your continued support with that. We would now like to open the floor for some questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I clearly audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, Agastya.
Good evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity and congratulations on excellent numbers. So first question is very simple. How did you manage to perform so well? Because everyone in the sector has done fairly poorly. And that is understandable because of the rains and the monsoons. Everyone's execution has delayed. But in your case, specifically, what I noticed was even quarter-on-quarter, there was a bump up. So what exactly happened? And was there any one-off thing here which was delayed in Q1, which got pushed into Q2, or this was entirely Q2? So Agastya, you have very rightly pointed it out. But if you go by the books, then last year, our closing order book before for FY 25 was somewhere close to 450 crores only.
Right.
We have got so many orders within this financial year. So this particularly Q1 and Q2 contributes to generally 40% of our total revenue for the entire financial year.
Right.
So Ganesh Infraworld has not done anything differently, and even we have faced the same challenges of monsoon or the festive or anything else which other infra company faces. But what happened, why the numbers are showing, why the numbers are looking good, because in reality, these numbers could have gone much better if this was Q3 and Q4.
Understood.
Because what happened, when we are comparing absolute numbers, then definitely it is looking like something extraordinary might have happened.
Right.
But if you compare as a percentage of order book executed or as a percentage of efficiency which has happened, so definitely even we have also performed on our, say, 65% to 70% efficiency only due to climatic conditions, which is a very natural cycle in the infra industry, that H1 contributes to somewhere around 40% of the total revenue, and H2 is 60%.
Okay.
So nothing as such has happened. Moreover, after the public listing which happened in December, so we have quite bumped up our team in the month of January and February. So joinings have also happened from February onwards, and company's machinery strength has also grown up, and we have also engaged big subcontractors also for the projects. So yes, a lot of change in the entire machinery overall has happened in the company. But yes, with these results, I can assure you that, again, Q3 and Q4 will be much better, which is always there in the infra industry.
Great. Mr. Agarwal, my second question is, again, something that has started creeping in all other companies in the sector, which is that it has become an either-or game between the margins and receivables. So either the margins are holding up, but the receivables are going for a toss, or the receivables are under control, but the margins are going for a toss. So how do you see this thing developing, especially in the light of the large order that you have gotten? Because sooner or later, that will get mobilized. It will start influencing your revenue booking, and I don't know what kind of margins you are expecting there. So margins and receivables in the light of the order book and the funnel that you have, how do you see that playing out? And are there any challenges that you are seeing? Because while your commentary was very good on the Jal Jeevan Mission and the Amrit scheme and all the water-related things, all the water-specific EPC companies have struggled very badly this quarter, and they have been for the last 1 year. So if you can give some rough idea on this topic.
Yes. So if I can define what Ganesh Infraworld is into right now, as on 30th of September, so the definition would be that we are into right now, our order book consists of more than 40% order, which is of operating expense in nature. Generally, if you consider any infra company, then all revenue of the infra company is from someone. For them, it is a capital expenditure, be it for Government of India or be it for any PSU. If I'm building a road or if I'm building a factory, then that is a capital expenditure for the government, right? But now, right now for us, in the case of the Northern Coalfield order, so this is a operating expense for the Coal India.
Right.
So once the project is, the nature of the project is operation, is in OPEX, then in that case, the money getting stuck becomes very, very, the chances of money getting stuck becomes very, very thin, because it is an operating expense. Every month they are paying us. Like you are refueling your car, and like you have to drive your car, you refuel your car and then you are driving it. So that way we are quite safe in this, in the biggest order which we have booked. Also similar orders in are of OPEX in nature from railways and also from some companies where mining activities are going on. But yes, also we cannot ignore the fact that money sometimes gets stuck in the government infra projects. But right now, since all the projects where we are working in the government in directly in nature, so all these projects are in the starting phase, and moreover all these projects are coming up in we don't have any projects from Jal Jeevan Mission. All the projects which we are taking up is the Namami Gange scheme. So in general, the areas in the geographies which we are working, all the geographies there is no big payment stuck. But like you told that many companies face a very bad experience in especially in water segment. So this was major. 25% of this was only Jal Jeevan Mission, and that too in very few pockets of India, like Rajasthan and Maharashtra, to be very precise. And we are not present in both the segments and not at all present in the Jal Jeevan Mission at all. So we are not facing any such difficulties as of now. And in the future also, we are preparing ourselves to be capable to face such difficulties, if at all they arise, by splitting our order book into CAPEX and OPEX nature. And we assure you that by maybe in the future, our OPEX orders will increase and will be, our focus is that OPEX orders are much more compared to the CAPEX orders, because work also happens very fast and there is very less retention money involved in the OPEX.
And on the margin side, sir, the bump up, you expect that also to, so receivables from getting stuck and the margins will also remain at these levels, because you've shown a fairly substantial increase in margins as well.
Margins which right now, I think it should improve a little bit more, because previously we were majorly a contractor, so a good amount of margin was directly going to the contractor just for the name lending, and nowadays we have started forming JVs and we are doing the projects directly, so the change in margin is majorly because of that reason. Not for any other reason, because we are not we are saving that money, which was a direct cost of the company. So I think the 100 basis points which has improved is because of that.
Absolutely fantastic, Mr. Agarwal. A great performance. Thank you very much for answering all the questions, and all the best for the future as well, sir. Absolutely fantastic performance.
Thank you so much.
We'll take our next question from the line of Siddhartha Burman from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible properly?
Can you use the handset mode, please, Siddhartha?
Yes. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
First of all, sir, many congratulations for this magical set of numbers. I just had few questions for the mining segment. As we are getting into the mining project, what is the expected EBITDA margin in this segment?
It will be similar, EBITDA margins all will be similar to what we have been achieving in the last quarter.
Okay.
And the margin profile should improve a little bit once we have our own fleet of machineries, which we have plans to do it in future.
Okay, sir. Got it. And can we expect more orders in the mining in near future?
Yes, definitely. We have kept an eye upon many upcoming tenders, and after maybe 3 or 4 months of consistent performance in the existing order, our credentials will also build up, and so we are trying to bag a bit more bigger order in the same segment.
Okay, sir. One more thing. As the mining orders are almost consisting of 30% of the order book and consistent cash flow, it will be generating consistent cash flow in for the future. So can we expect less cyclicity in the business in the near future in the upcoming years?
I could not get. Can we expect less?
So I am saying, sir, can we expect less cyclicity in the business? Currently, 14 H1 and 16 H2. So will it be reduced? Is there any chance?
No, it will be same only because this cyclic thing is majorly because of the climatic condition. And the effect of the climatic condition is similar in both mining and non-mining.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. How are you?
Hi, Aniket. Good evening.
Aniket?
Hello. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Hi, Aniket. Good evening.
So, yeah. Yeah. Good evening, sir. First of all, congratulations on the set of numbers.
Thank you.
So my first question was, could you just please repeat the bifurcation of your order book? How much is from civil, water, mining, and utility?
So if we go percentage-wise, then out of the 2,262 crore order as on 30th September, 39% is coming from civil infra, 23% is from water infra, and 30% is from mining. And the balance, 8%, is from civic utilities. Civic utilities would also include the telecommunications railway project.
Got it. Got it. So I just want to understand what exactly Ganesh is planning to grow. I mean, where is this our focus? We are focusing on mining and water.
Yeah. So Aniket, I would like to put forward the vision of the company as we were discussing just before this, the question before your question was that in infra, what happens generally, once the order book and the revenue is growing big, then there are instances in the past where might be some capital gets blocked in the infra payment from the government. So for that reason, we thought of a good diversification in the order book so that our 100% order book should not consist of the checks from the government. So we have tried this new way, and since we had a very good manpower backing also to handle the mining project, so we have entered into this segment so that some part of our order consists of the operational expense also for big companies like NTPC or maybe Coal India. So that was the sole reason to venture into mining. And going forward, we have also tried to change the nature of business from a 100% subcontractor to now bidding for direct contracts via the JV routes. Many tenders are already in progress also. So this will improve the company's margin profile, and also the PQ eligibility of the company will also improve quite a bit substantially through this route. So going forward, we see ourselves as bidding in only the niche projects where value addition is happening a lot, like maybe water treatment plants or sewage treatment plants. So mainly, if we talk about the infra segment, then it will be mainly centered around water, be it water, sewage, or treatment of all those things. And the other part would be mining because in India, the quantum
of the coal or other minerals, which is the requirement is increasing at a very rapid pace, whereas the supply is not increasing at the same pace. So there's a huge demand and supply gap. So we want to take advantage of that and definitely be a part of India's growth story. So this is the entire vision as of now for Ganesh.
Got it. Great, great. So, given that you are focusing more on mining and, you know, adding new machineries, so you'll be needing some additional working capital process.
Yeah.
So could you please explain the current situation of working capital of the company? Will you be raising any funds for such large orders or?
Yes, definitely. See, what has happened that right now, the first project which we have got, so we have not bought any major machinery for the same, because in this project, what we have done, we have hired the machineries locally, and we have deployed it. But going forward, for the PQ requirement also, few machineries needs to be purchased. But right now, the debt-to-equity ratio of the company is quite good, and so we have already we have sanctions from many of the private lenders, NBFC, as well as PSU banks for this machineries. And the effect of all those things will not be much, because already we are paying the higher charges, which will get replaced by the EMI, and the company will definitely benefit also from depreciation, EMI, and all those things. So working capital is not at all looking as a challenge to us. And for the future projects which we are bidding or which we are planning to bid, so for that, definitely some amount of working capital will be required, for which we have already moved ahead, gone ahead for the fundraising through the preferential issue of shares. So that will suffice the requirement for at least FY27. And then profits are getting plowed back, and net worth of the company is increasing. So all those things taken together, I don't think so that the planned journey, there will be any hiccups in the planned journey.
Great, great. So as you mentioned,
Yes, sir.
Regarding the margin expansion and the H2 will consist around 60% of your revenue. So could you just give a brief, I mean, could you just talk to us on the expected revenue you will be closing by this FY26? The top line and the bottom line.
Clearly, it will be very difficult to comment anything upon the top line or the bottom line. But yes, we are quite sure that the so there is no visible hindrances in the performance. Rather, I see a very good climatic condition from here till at least till May 26. So we see a very good greenfield to perform well, and the company is also well equipped from manpower side, from company's engineer side, and all the machinery side, subcontractor side. So we are quite definitive to perform well as planned in this year. And margins and all should also get a little much get little bit more better, because generally what happens in an infra projects, initial margins are generally low, because some amount of expenses goes into mobilization, which the project recovers in the years to come. As the project matures, then those mobilization expenses is recovered. So initial margins, and generally the initial margins are low, and the margins towards the end of the project gets better, because a lot many things comes in the final bill, and extra items are also being claimed. So for that reason, I think margin profile should increase a little bit more.
Last question is more about the mining segment. So what is the average conversion rate in the tenders you participate?
In general, we take it as the conversion rate to be somewhere around 25%. Might be 25% sounds a little high, but what we do, we are not participating in any tender just for the sake of it. If we are participating in any tender, then either we have worked in the same geography before, or else we have worked in the same department before. At least these two conditions are the foremost condition to choose any tender before even getting into it. For these reasons, unless and until we know a particular tender locally and we are quite friendly, or else there are many tenders in which we are involved from the DPR level. We right now pick and choose only those tenders. Right now, the amount of demand which is there in all the segments is so huge that this pick and choose is quite possible for at least next two to three years. Taking everything as a whole, our hit rate is somewhere around 35%.
Right. Can you disclose the amount that you bid this mining?
Right now, the current bid book is somewhere close to 2,800 crores.
2,800 crores?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Aniket. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We'll take our next question from the line of Smith Jain from KTech Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions, right? First is I wanted to understand more about the company's history, right, and what has changed for us in the last two, three years, vis-à-vis the last maybe seven, eight, 10 years, because we've been able to grow significantly in the last two years. What have we done so well that we've been able to strike gold in the last two years, right? That's the first question that I had.
I think the performance has been steady only, and nothing as such has happened in the last two years. Maybe if you have seen the last year's balance sheet, which is there just for Ganesh Infrabel, which shows 50 crore. That 50 crore is not the right number. The number was somewhere around 290 crores, because the Ganesh was previously a partnership firm, which got converted into a company. I think if you are comparing from that 50 to this, then the jump might look very big. Otherwise, the performance has been consistent only, 100, 180, 200, 290, then 350, then we achieved 530. The performance has been like that only.
Okay, Shiva, because I maybe misread the numbers because it says that in 2023.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Only 50.
Correct. Because the numbers which I read probably said that we did 150 crores in 2023, and we've been able to grow almost 4, 5x in the last two years. That's what.
No. If you go through our website, we have that consolidated balance sheet available over there. That will clarify everything.
Fair enough. In line with the on similar lines, right? Scaling up is the new buzzword, right? I was going through the last con call's transcript also, and I read that we've opened a subsidiary in Dubai, and we are wanting to explore different markets also just to not lose out on the opportunity. I just wanted to understand, what sort of risks do we see in terms of moving too fast, right? Because we are wanting to grow pretty fast, we're scaling up pretty fast. Are there any risks that we see in terms of maybe operations, in terms of team bandwidth or anything on those lines, right? Because in the last cycle, we've seen many EPC companies go bust in 2015, 2016, when they tried to scale pretty fast, right? Are we seeing any sort of risks associated with growing so fast?
No, Smith, definitely risk is always there. Risk and reward goes hand in hand. Yes, our vision is quite clear, and we are not scaling very fast by opportunity whatever is coming to us. Rather, what we are doing, we are sticking to our old clients, and we are sticking to the older geographies only. In infra, you will appreciate that working capital and the amount of money you can invest, that is the fuel for infra.
Correct.
If we get a road project or a building project, so it all depends on what financial capabilities you have for the foremost thing, which is, I will say, maybe 30% of the project, and rest 70% depends on the subcontractors you have and the
bandwidth of the owned engineering team design now seen. So if I can explain you on all these three fronts, then financial strength we definitely got from the public listing. And after that, we have also increased a few bank loans after the public listing happened. And we have teamed up ourselves, and right now, from before listing and as of now, I think the team size has almost doubled, wherein people have joined us from L&T, from Ramki, from companies like Wellspun. So we have teamed up ourselves so as to manage the project. All the, well, every four project manager has a project director over it. So all these kind of hierarchies have been created so that we manage the project well. Moreover, why we are confident that nothing should go out of hand, because the foremost thing which we have done is because the foremost thing is that bandwidth should not get over. So what we have done in the projects where we were working, all those projects were quite big in size. जहाँ पे हम लोग subcontract कर रहे थे, तो what we have done, we have increased our scope in the same projects. So like right now, say like see, if we were doing a building project, if we are doing, so beforehand we were doing just the structure of the building, and now once we have funds in place, once we have manpower in place, so we have approached the same client to give us the HVAC system also, to give us the MEP work also. So that's how the revenue is increasing. So we are not expanding into new project or the new geography. From the same project, we are trying to extract the maximum possible revenue. So this was step one. And the step two was to, if we are taking any, say, water project, then the water project, the geographically, the project lasts from 0 to 20 kilometers. So it's an open site. So over there, if we increase the number of these projects, then definitely execution becomes a challenge. So before going to Dubai, we definitely opened up a company in Dubai, so because we were eyeing a few civil projects from companies like Shobha and Kalpatru. But during the course only, we explored this mining opportunity, and we found this quite well, because all the mining projects will go up to at least 20 to 25 years. Because it's an operational thing. Jab tak mine chalta rahega, tab tak wahan pe aapko excavation sab karte rehna hai. So we found this quite well, and it was within a boundary wall. Plus, it was under a PSP like Coal India, which is a cash-rich Maharashtra. So all those things were suiting. So we opted for this. From where, if we would have taken a similar size of water project, then definitely it would have taken at least twice the bandwidth of what is going in the mining one. So this is the step two of selection. Because we entered into mining, so we have kept on hold the UAE thing. So we right now nothing is happening over there, because we have gotten better opportunity over it. And why we chose this opportunity, because we did not wanted to put all the eggs in the same basket where what the company's portfolio used to be until 2 years back. So we thought of diversifying into a revenue stream from where the working capital days is also lower. Like in mining credit, the working capital days will somewhere around 45 to 50 days. Compared, which is half the size of what working capital days is required in an infra project. So all these things were supporting. So we entered into mining segment, and we have increased revenue from the same project. So this is how the growth is planned right now and for at least next 2 years. So we are not just running and catching every project which is coming to us.
And so just to summarize, basically we are saying that although we are trying to scale up pretty fast, we are, focused in terms of what sort of projects do we take, and we're doing sensitive analysis on a timing
basis. Absolutely.
To ensure that we're not stretching ourselves from a, financial standpoint or from a team.
Yes, yes.
Because ultimately, if you have frequencies in operations, there won't be any longevity to the demand, right?
And see, execution is the king. Like for us, if execution nahi aayega, toh kuch hoga nahi. For execution ke liye kya, at least 20% of the bandwidth of the top management should always be free, because infra is a challenging thing. Every day morning you get up, something new will definitely ring on your phone. So since we have been into the industry since more than 11 years, so that is the foremost thing which is there in our mind for selecting anything.
So the working capital and all of that is in place for the entire 2,200 crore order book or the new orders that we win. The financials are something that you all are keeping a close eye on, right? Because this is an industry, like you said, which is fueled by working capital, right? So
Yes, yes.
Us tarike pe we are covered.
Yes, yes, 100%. Like, jitne hamare paas abhi order book hai, everything is covered quite well along with the contingencies.
Okay. And on the mining bit, right, what exactly is the scope of our services? Because aapne kaha ki O&M equipment ka, I think, service contractor. So
Nahin, so if I can explain it in layman terms, then what happens, like, Nigai Mines is a coal mine for Coal India, Northern Coalfields Limited. So koila jo hai, wo zameen ke approximately 10 meters ke niche se chalu ho raha hai.
Correct.
So 0 to 10 meters is an overburden upon the coal. So this overburden consists of rock and soil. So over here, we have to just remove this overburden, extract this rock and soil, earth, and dump it in a designated area given to us by Coal India. So this is the entire project. Very simple.
Okay.
Aapko koile ke upar ka matti hata ke fekna hai bas.
Correct. Wo matti basically ash ho gaya, coal ash fly ho gaya, right?
No, not ash. Because this is a pure, it's a new mine which they have started besides Singrauli. So bas naya mine mein se ab mine hai, yahan pe koila hai, dikh raha hai from the thermal radiation, they have detected that coal is there beneath the land. So is land ka jo earth hai, jo matti hai, usko hum log hata ke fekenge, fir koila ka jab layer aa jayega, then Coal India will start the mining process.
Correct. Okay. And just to understand from the team's strength perspective, right, apan ne chalu kiya tha road, and I think bridges construct karte the, civil construction ka apna main kaam tha, then we moved to water and now.
Civil tha, but road aur bridge kabhi bhi nahi tha. We were always civil and
Buildings bana rahe the, basically.
Buildings bana rahe the, yes.
Correct. So buildings se apan ne, we moved to water, and then now, mines also. So team mein aisa technical background kya hai, jiski wajah se we've been able to excel in all three departments? Because aapne sab mein achcha kaam kiya, sab mein aapne achcha
kaam kiya. You are very well pointed, Aussie. Civil and mining mein toh koi different team nahi chahiye. Because aaj civil ka project bhi kar rahe hai, wahan bhi sabse pehla step hota hai excavation. Aur mining mein bhi apne ko sirf excavation hi karna hai. Water mein bhi definitely needed a brand new team, which started building around in 2021. Once we started the project of Jal Jeevan Mission in Uttar Pradesh, us samay se water ki team humne build karna chalu kiya. And now, from this January, what we have done, we have kept vertical head in water, who is Mr. Harish. He's from L&T. So now we have started keeping a much more experienced team because we have started taking direct orders. So water project bhi jo hota hai, it is, if you segregate the project, toh wo bhi civil hi hota hai. Because water project mein se aapko water ke pipeline bichhane hai. So civil work karke pipeline dala, ye hai ki water ka connection dekhna, water ka pressure testing karna, wo sab cheez hai. But yes, in totality, if you see, toh every infra project is a, matlab civil is at least 60% of any infra project. So that means kya hai ki the main thing is dedication. Matlab agar aapke paas dedicated team hai, who is ready to, who is 24/7 ready to perform, toh bas that is the main fuel required.
Fair enough. Like, from a layman's perspective, jaisa aapne kaha ki 85% households mein nal ka connection ho gaya, 15% is left, and government has doubled down on the scheme as well. Apan kis tarike se, toh aapko abhi bhi wo 15% mein kitni badi opportunity lagti hai? And second is, apan kis tarike ke projects lena chahte hai? Like, water pipeline layout wala jo thoda commoditized hai, low margin hai ki STP, WTP, toh thode niche projects apan ko.
Nowadays, ab jaise now we are not at all a participant in the remaining 15%. Because Ghar Jal mein, it has become, the project is around 7 years old. So now it has become everyone's cup of tea. And since we have gained experience for more than 4 years in the same project, so right now we are not aiming anything in Jal Jeevan Mission. We are aiming only in WTP, water pipelines, and STP, and sewerage pipelines. So these four are our focus areas. And so we are bidding tenders which are coming under AMRUT or Namami Gange.
Got it.
Because pipeline wala kaam hamara, matlab Ghar Jal wala kaam bahut kiya hua hai, toh ab usmein aisa koi mazedari nahi hai.
Correct. Aur usmein aapne naya jo kaam kiya, usmein margins bhi achcha hai. I was looking through your.
Exactly.
P&L also.
So bas kya hai ki, why are we building our team? बिकॉज टीम बिल्ट है तो टीम क्या कि जैसे अगर कोई अभी पहले L&T में काम करता था आज मेरे यहाँ काम कर रहा है सो व्हेन ही मीट्स द इंजीनियर व्हेन ही मीट्स द गवर्नमेंट ऑफिसर देन दे नो कि यस दिस गाय इज वर्किंग सिंस 15 इयर्स इन वाटर तो ये कर सकता है एंड सिमिलरली अगर कोई एक हेड आता है तो वो अपने साथ वैसी टीम पूरा लेके आता है तो नाउ वंस वी कैन गो फॉर अ मोर डिमांडिंग प्रोजेक्ट तो दैट विल गिव अस गुड मार्जिन एंड इट विल काउंट इन आवर PQ ऑल्सो सो हम वैसे ही प्रोजेक्ट कर रहे हैं खाली
लास्ट क्वेश्चन एंड आई विल फॉल बैक इन द क्यू you know, yes. I mean, earlier we were doing subcontracting work and now we are wanting to take on more direct orders also. So, aapke conflict of interest ho raha hai jo apne pehle customer ke aaj apan unke saath hi bid kar rahe hain aur apne 50% yes, margin exactly. subcontracting saath ko wahan pe aapko slowdown dikh raha hai kya conflict ho raha hai?
Nee, just what we are doing ki we are not increasing our share as much as we were doing in subcontracting. The subcontracting agar hum pehle aapke liye kare to today also we are doing the same thing but on the other hand jo hamara jo extra effort jo team jo extra team build jo hum log kar rahe hain extra effort jo bhi dal rahe hain that we are putting in direct order and that is through JV route so JV route se karne mein kya ho raha hai we are getting JV partner support also technically agar kahin pe atke to and but jo naya hum log jo bhi effort dal rahe hain wo naye orders mein dal rahe hain so uske baad kya hoga balancing okay end of the day we will end up in 40% subcontracting and 60% direct orders. तो ऐसा रेशियो अपने आप निकल के आ जाएगा
और कस्टमर नाराज नहीं होंगे जिसके साथ आप पहले जिसका सब कॉन्ट्रैक्टिंग का काम करे थे
वो नाराज नहीं होंगे बिकॉज वी आर नॉट स्टॉपिंग द वर्क विद देम बिकॉज वी डोंट वांट टू स्टॉप द वर्क विद देम बिकॉज क्या होता है उनके लिए अगर काम करे तो उनके जो प्रोजेक्ट है दोज आर ह्यूज प्रोजेक्ट लाइक एक एक उनका प्रोजेक्ट है 2000-4000 करोड़ का सिंगल प्रोजेक्ट तो उनके प्रोजेक्ट में काम करने से क्या होता है हमें सब सारी टेक्नोलॉजी भी पता चलती है प्लस इतना बड़ा प्रोजेक्ट मैनेज कैसे होता है वो भी समझ में आता है प्लस वर्किंग कैपिटल भी उसमें कम लग रहा है तो वी डेफिनेटली वांट टू कीप दैट फ्लेवर ऑलवेज इन आवर पोर्टफोलियो तो वी आर नॉट सेइंग नो टू एनी ऑफ द एग्जिस्टिंग क्लाइंट्स
थैंक यू आई विल फॉल बैक इन द क्यू ग्रेट टॉकिंग टू यू आई विल फॉल बैक इन द क्यू आई हैव मोर क्वेश्चंस थैंक यू
सो मच
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन ऑन योर फोन Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phone now. We have a question from Smith Jain from KTech Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Since there is no one else.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Other questions also. One was regarding the credit rating change that you mentioned about in your opening remarks. So, is that important from a lens ki apan log apna debt? बढ़ाना चाह रहे हैं ऑर्डर्स भी हम श्योर है तो आप लोग क्या अपना लेवरेज बढ़ाना चाह रहे हैं
इसमें क्या है कि हम लोग को एक पर्टिकुलर चीज चाहिए बैंक गारंटी फॉर एवरी प्रोजेक्ट
करेक्ट
प्रोजेक्ट बिड करने के लिए EMD चाहिए फिर परफॉर्मेंस गारंटी चाहिए ड्यूरिंग द प्रोजेक्ट हमको रिटेंशन बैंक गारंटी चाहिए एडवांस बैंक गारंटी चाहिए एंड आफ्टर द प्रोजेक्ट ऑल्सो रिटेंशन का बैंक गारंटी चाहिए सो व्हाट हैपेंस लाइक राइट नाउ वी डोंट वांट टू मतलब वी डोंट एक्सपेक्ट एनी मोर फंड्स फ्रॉम द बैंक्स but we have to keep a proper mix because bank guarantee kya hai ki PSU bank se mil sakta hai and if whenever you go to any bank then they don't give only bank guarantee they will always keep a mix of CC plus BG because CC is correct. Their earning and BG is their support correct. So for that reason I think the credit rating will help us a lot because pehle maan lete hain agar hum log ko jo collateral hai uske upar agar 100 rupaye ka BG milta tha then as the finance department say that if the credit rating will improve then we might get some extra bank guarantee or some extra non fund based support from the banks so this is the whole idea of because kya ki since bid book is also increasing so EMD is also required so for all these purpose I think credit rating will definitely help us
fair enough and the 100 crore raise that we are doing through pref allotment will that suffice us for you know increasingly leverage on our books kyunki aap jaisa aapne kaha bank guarantee retention money सबको देना पड़ता है 2200 करोड़ के ऑलरेडी ऑर्डर बुक है और I'm assuming और 500-700 करोड़ वो 2800 में से अपन लोग कवर कर सकते हैं तो अच्छा खासा लेवरेज अच्छा खासा वर्किंग कैपिटल आपको चाहिए होगा तो ये 100 करोड़ आपको वो लेवरेज हेल्प मतलब आपका जो भी डेट इक्विटी रेशियो है
यस यस आराम से दिस विल सफाइस बिकॉज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग द clawed back profit is also getting converted into working capital on a day-to-day basis. Plus, kya hai ki little bit working capital improvement has happened due to the mining projects. So, taken everything together, this 100 crore is more than sufficient for us until, say, FY 2027 for the projected. Jo jitna order book in hand hai and jo immediate jo targets hai, new orders. So, until then, we are quite good to go, along with contingencies.
Fair enough. And in terms of the team strength, abhi kitni badi team hai, apne hisab se double ho gayi hai from the time we raised funds in the IPO. So, what is the team size now?
So, right now, the team size is 121 people. 121 out of this, 110 are engineers. And as I mentioned during the call that we have a strong team of 80 engineers. So, all these 80 engineers have at least 9 years or more experience. So, and this may, again, if you bifurcate like more than 25 years of experience, then again, that number will come up to more than 12. So, this team is all, जैसे-जैसे experience हो रहा है, जैसे-जैसे एक engineer को commercially भी he becomes sound, then he becomes the project manager or the project director or the vertical head. So, this is the total hierarchy. Yeah.
So, the 121 involves the engineers that, you know, the technical people जो order bid करते हैं, वो लोग भी हो गए, इसमें accountant भी हो गए, सब हो गए।
हाँ, इसमें
सिर्फ laborer और वो अलग हो गए।
वो सब अलग हो गए। इसमें हो गया billing planning and आपका safety and the core engineers सब हो गए इसमें। Designing team।
मतलब सब कुछ हो गया इसके अंदर 121 में आपके पूरे executive staff हो गए।
Absolutely.
Okay, and the last question that I had was with respect to, you know, our the cash flow from operations. I'm assuming it's a growing business, working capital is needed. जिसकी वजह से cash flow from operations थोड़ा negative है, और अगले 2-3 साल अपन और इसी pace पे, I'm assuming, grow करना चाहेंगे या better या जैसे भी मतलब। तो अगले 2-3 साल क्या cash flow अपना जो रहेगा from operations, is it going to be negative because of the enhanced turnover, और आपको लगता है कि कोई point पे अपना जो payment cycle है, अपन और better कर पाएंगे?
As of now, I think the cash flow from operations shall get positive from H2 FY 27 because no new fundraise or anything, any big event is planned in the books. And we are, and all the projects which we have, which we have right now in hand are profitable. So, I think this thing will improve in H2 FY 27 only.
अच्छा, मतलब एक डेढ़ साल है, उसके बाद थोड़ा जितना पैसा अपने पास होगा, that will suffice to.
हाँ, because अभी तो क्या हो रहा है कि जो भी funds हैं, more मतलब more funds are going into operation as a primary capital. So, I think that is the whole reason why it is looking negative.
Correct. Yeah, I think आपके orders थोड़े mature होंगे. Yes, अभी आपका order mature भी नहीं हुआ, जिसके से पैसा आ भी नहीं रहा, आ रहा होगा debtor के अंदर stuck.
हाँ, अभी yes, अभी initial mobilization में invest हो रहा है, वो सब चीज़ हो रहा है. So, once the project gets matured, so definitely these things will come back.
Okay, but payment के point से कुछ भी अटक नहीं रहा, payment payment time मतलब आ रहा है अपना जो.
Not at all, because all the projects are center funded, all the projects are either from PSU or the central government. So, there is no hiccups in that.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you so much. Great talking to you. I'll, you know.
Thank you so much, Smith.
If there are more questions, yes. Thank you so much.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much, Smith.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions, I now hand the call over to Mr. Vibhor Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much, Exicore, for arranging such a nice and valuable session. And thank you all for joining the earnings call. We trust your questions were addressed adequately. For additional information, please connect with our investor relationship manager, Exicore Advisory. Thank you very much and stay safe.
Thank you. On behalf of Ganesh Infraworld Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.